Think for a moment of the poetry. Bhivilu refers to a sudden change, to one moment in time. But through this ritual, the circling and passing of the plate, that instant of the Exodus is folded into the larger circle or cycle of Jewish time, which in turn binds Seder celebrants together. Welcome to Jerusalem 365, episode 193, a Sephardic Seder in a besieged city. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. It is one of the wonderful traditions at some Sephardic Seders on Passover evening. A piece of matzah is wrapped up in a cloth, placed on one's back, an embodiment of the journey from Egypt to Jerusalem, and then the matzah is given to another celebrant. The point, of course, is to bind all those at the table together in memory of that journey. When I first learned of this tradition, I was reminded of a point made by Yale Law professor Stephen Carter in his book Civility. Professor Carter describes how in the 19th century, travel was done by train. Sojourners journeyed together and were forced to sacrifice for one another to treat each other with civility in order to make the ride more bearable. As Carter writes, quote, they purchased guides to proper behavior, like a book by Isaac Peebles, Politeness on Railroads, and followed its rules, such as whispering, loud talking, immoderate laughing, and singing should not be indulged by any passenger, end quote. Today, however, Carter writes, with disappointment, we have lost the sense, as he puts it, that we are, quote-unquote, fellow passengers. Because today, he further writes, with the prevalence of the automobile, quote, we travel both long and short distances surrounded by metal and glass and the illusion that we are traveling alone. The illusion has seeped into every crevice of our public and private lives, persuading us that sacrifices are no longer necessary, end quote. The Seder, in other words, as depicted in this wonderful matzah tradition, is meant to remind us that we as Jews are all, to use Carter's phrase, fellow passengers, or if you will, fellow sojourners through Jewish history. The Seder is intended to bind us covenantally together every year. And this concept was reified in one fascinating and exquisite way in a Sephardic Seder in Jerusalem in 1948. We have already discussed the preparations for and celebrations of the Seders created for soldiers in Jerusalem. Before we proceed with the post-Passover part of 1948, the Declaration of Independence that followed the holiday, we should also attempt to see Pesach inside Jerusalem from the perspective of other Jews in the city, Jews that also embodied the unity that was suffusing the Jews of Jerusalem. We do this through the collected letters of Tzipora Porath, who as a young woman, then Tzipora Borowski, traveled from America to the Holy Land to study at Hebrew University. Thus she wrote to her parents in the U.S., describing Pesach evening, quote, Jerusalem, April 24th, 1948. Dearest mother, dad, and Naomi, I must tell you how I spent Seder night in besieged Jerusalem. It was a wonderful evening, a huge full moon floating in a bathtub of blue with little sparklers of stars hovering close by. The Mediterranean sky defies description. It's even more brilliantly star-studded than a summer night in Vermont. And at eye level, all this beauty is silhouetted against stark, earthy rock and rugged hills. We walked to town, marveling at the unexpected quiet. Not a shot to be heard the whole way. We were in high spirits, stopped off to bid Chag Sameach, happy holiday, to mutual friends, sang loudly and waved to people sitting on their balconies, enjoying the quiet and waiting for Seder guests. Everybody, she continues, has guests this year. There are about 100 drivers in town who brought the last convoy to Jerusalem, stranded away from their families. And of course, hundreds of soldiers far from home, end quote. The striking aspects of Tzipora Porath's letters to her parents and sister include the fact that the letter writer is, as you have heard, experiencing genuine holiday peace for one moment, even as the city is besieged and war was descending on Jerusalem. And there is another fascinating aspect revealed in her letters, which is that the unity of Jewish Jerusalem was reified in the fact that this year, this American Jew would experience a Seder with some different traditions than she may have experienced in the past. She continues her letter to her parents, quote, Seder night falling on a Friday eve in Jerusalem is doubly special. The holiday atmosphere is in the very air. The only sign of the times was a thick security guard surrounding the chief rabbi's home in Rehavia, a block away from where we are headed, end quote. Where she was headed was to a Sephardic Seder featuring a range of ages, or as she puts it, quote, as we mounted the stairs, I was a little apprehensive, at the prospect of meeting three generations of relatives, but my fears were allayed in no time, end quote. Tzipporah Peroth describes how she knew one of the family members from a course in first aid that she had taken, and that she had done patrol duty with another. She tells us how, quote, reigning over all was a regal grandmother, end quote. And that, quote, the family is Sephardic in origin, so, although the Haggadah was read in Hebrew, the important passages were reread in Ladino for the benefit of the grandmother, with everyone at the table taking turns reading, as we do at home, end quote. Thus, this Hebrew and Ladino Seder commenced, attended by this American Jew who had never been to a Sephardic Seder before. And yet, she was not an outsider. She felt as if she was a fellow sojourner with them on this Jewish journey through history, a Jewish journey that was marking such an important moment. And she delightfully discovered the aforementioned matzah ritual that was new to her, quote, the herbs were truly bitter, plucked from the fields, like the greens we now eat with our daily fare. The charoset tasted every bit like the Egyptian bricks it was supposed to represent, although in these times there's no way of knowing what it was made of. In essence, the Seder ceremony was the same as it is all over the world wherever Jews congregate. Only one custom was strikingly different. I rather liked it. Instead of the afikoman being placed between two pillows, as we do, it was placed in a napkin with its ends tied in a knot. And she adds, then the matzah bundle was passed to each one at the table, who in turn slung it over a shoulder and held it there for a bit, symbolizing the way the Jews must have carried their belongings out of Egyptian bondage, end quote. Thus, Tzipora discovered how these Sephardic Jews would take the piece of matzah that was saved for the end of the Seder and utilized to mark the journey that is yet to come. In this one moment, she joined that symbolic journey from Egypt to Jerusalem, sitting at a Seder in Jerusalem herself at a hinge moment of Jewish history. And this highlights how there are two very different aspects of the matzah eaten at the Seder, aspects that complement each other. On the one hand, the symbolism of the unleavened bread is clearly linked to the way in which Jewish history can suddenly turn on a single moment. As we say in the Haggadah, the matzah is ingested in order to remember that there was no time for the bread to rise, ad sheniglaleim melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu ugalum, when suddenly God appeared to the Israelites and redeemed them from Egypt. The matzah reminds us that in one moment everything can change. On the other hand, the matzah links us to the memory of that moment, making us all fellow passengers, fellow travelers, reminding us as Jews throughout the generations that we are all part of a larger story. It's with this in mind that we can ponder another interesting tradition among some Sephardic Jews practiced Passover evening. It is called Bibhilu, in great haste, which is taken from a phrase that appears in the Haggadah of Maimonides. Bibhilu yatzano mimitzrayim. In haste, in a hurry, we left Egypt. In this tradition, a family member overseeing the Seder takes the circular Seder plate, and with the words Bibhilu, he circles the plate over each individual at the Seder, saying again and again, Bivhilu yasanu mimitzrayim. In haste, we suddenly left Egypt. Think for a moment of the poetry. Bivhilu refers to a sudden change, to one moment in time. But through this ritual, the circling and passing of the plate, that instant of the Exodus is folded into the larger circle or cycle of Jewish time, which in turn binds Seder celebrants together. Matzah, in other words, reminds us great moments happen in history in order to allow for the larger unfolding of the Jewish story. And this Passover of Jewish unity and peace in the midst of war, this Pesach Seder of 1948 in Jerusalem, marked one moment in time when suddenly, over the next several weeks, everything would change. Tzipora Peroth concludes her description of Pesach evening by describing how, quote, we took a shortcut home to be out of the firing line, from the Generali building, the British Mandatory Government Office compound, and through the crowd in Machane Yehuda area, a very religious community. At one house, we saw by the flickering candlelight in the window, a large family group huddled around the holiday table, the youngsters' earlocks dangling on the cloth, all singing with Hasidic fervor, transported with joy. Their singing had a haunting quality I cannot convey. End quote. Thus, Tzipora Peroth experienced Ashkenazim and Sephardim, both celebrating with joy, remembering a redemption in the past, on a Passover 1948 that portended a liberation soon to come in the future. It was one moment in time, but what a moment. A moment that reminds us of what it means to be part of the story of the Jewish people. Tzipora Peroth tells us in the preface of the volume of her collected letters how she was able to gather the letters collected therein. Quote, the letters I wrote to my family from Jerusalem and other cities were treasured and preserved by my parents. I was to find the frayed packet nearly four decades later, after their deaths, reread what I had written then, and realize that these letters vividly recapture, not only for my own children and grandchildren, but for others as well, the incredible ecstasy of being part of statehood in the making, the privilege, pride, euphoria, bravery, and bloodshed that is now their heritage. I told it as I saw it happen. I was there. End quote. To be part of a larger story, to mark the moments, to preserve the memories from the past, and to ensure their transmission to the future. This, of course, is what Pesach is all about. And this is exquisitely embodied in these Passover memories of Jerusalem 1948. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.